Under the Radar, bringing movies and people together, one frame at a time. Hey guys, I'm Randy Younger, and this is another episode of Under the Radar, bringing movies and people together, one frame at a time. And this is going to be a very wrestling-centric episode of the show. Right here we have Mr. Evan Ginsberg. He is wrestling royalty. He's not a wrestler, but
thank you.
You're on the other side of the ring. So yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And I should also mention that Evan was actually very instrumental in me getting into broadcasting. So thank you for having me on your show back in 2016.
My pleasure.
You know, Legends TV, that was a lot of fun we had.
My pleasure.
So here we are again.
Yep.
Lots of fun. We've got Matt Roran. Hey, Matt.
Hello. That was nice to be here again.
Yes, yes. And last but not least, Mr. Jerry Harrer. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
And you and Evan are our two wrestling aficionados tonight. Matt and I don't really have that title, but we are here to learn from you fine gentlemen tonight. And we're going to discuss two wrestling films, one new, one old. The newest one is called The Iron Claw, and it details the tragedy of the Von Erich family, a group of brothers who are all wrestling and trying to vie for the affections of their overbearing wrestling father. And throughout the film, and based on a true story, though there are some liberties that they've taken.
Yeah, yeah. Like eliminating one of the brothers.
Right, just, you know, another person, a human being. But a very tragic tale based on true events. And yeah, this film, it really stuck with me. It really hit home. I'm not a wrestling fan myself, really, but this film made me more aware of the sport and the psychology of the wrestlers, really. We're also going to be discussing later on an older film from, it's not that old, it's from 2019, called Fighting With My Family, which details the rise of a young female wrestler, Paige, from England. And that movie's not as intense as this, as The Iron Claw. It's kind of night and day, really.
She's had her issues in real life as well, though, but we could talk about that later.
Sure, definitely, yeah. Definitely. But with The Iron Claw, this movie has been released by A24 Films, one of if not my favorite production companies right now, because pretty much everything that they've put out in the past decade has been cinematic gold.
I tell people that Wendy and Lucy with Michelle Williams is my favorite film of this century. A24 put it out.
Yeah,
beautiful film shot on pennies.
I love it.
And Kelly Reichardt is a tremendous director. She's done about 20 films. A24 releases her work.
Whenever I see that those three, when A24, when I see it attached to a film, I have to check it out, no matter what it is, no matter what it's about. And over the years, you know, there's been countless titles. Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture at the Oscars last year. But I digress. We've got the Iron Claw now, and we've got a fantastic cast led by Zac Efron, who I think he's been doing some steroids here, but that's not the case here. Also, Jeremy Allen White of The Bear and Shameless. He's actually part of the reason why I wanted to see this movie. He's a fantastic actor. If you guys haven't seen The Bear, it's one of the best TV shows out there right now. And you've just got a great supporting cast, and the story is sort of true, you know. But
it's true, all right.
Yeah.
The Von Erich quote unquote curse, much like the Kennedys, there were six brothers and five did not make it. And this movie actually eliminated brother Chris because the director felt it was too much. It was just too much for the audience to bear. And as a quote unquote wrestling person, I was associate producer on The Wrestler, and also I'm the senior editor over at Pro Wrestling Stories. I've had friends die in this business. Tiger Khan, who wrestled for the Hearts, one of my dearest friends, died at 33. The wrestling quote unquote cocktail, steroids, you know, drugs,
alcohol
right. You know. So I'm sitting there watching this film like I'm watching the Titanic, because I know exactly who's going down with the ship before the Iron Claw ends. And beautiful performances, tremendous acting. But I had this gnawing thought throughout that just like when you were watching Will Smith play Muhammad Ali and you go, that doesn't look like Muhammad Ali, that's Will Smith.
Right.
Zac Efron didn't look like Kevin. And the other brothers, they were the slightest resemblance. Mm-hmm. Kerry was about a half foot shorter than in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And Zac Efron's body was more like Kerry's than Kevin's. And the only guy that really looked the part was Fritz. The actor that played Fritz looked like Fritz.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there and I know exactly what's gonna happen, and it's all grim. Mm. And the performances are great, the cinematography's beautiful, those opening scenes, those black and white scenes with Fritz wrestling and being on the road, that was really powerful. We did a film, I was a producer, an associate producer, 350 Days, and the opening shot is Greg Valentine on the road in this beaten up old car in black and white. So, you know, these guys were on the road. Greg could tell you every highway in America. He knows every road. He's been everywhere.
Right.
And these guys, you know, 300 plus days a year, these guys were on the road, and sex, drugs, rock and roll. And it does in a lot of them, including the Von Erichs.
There you go. Wow, yeah, it's really a crazy lifestyle that these guys, they're not just athletes.
They're rock stars.
It's not just physically, it's emotionally, it's mentally, it's like a marathon that these guys go through.
These guys are in a different town, you know, every night of the week, especially back then. It's not quite as bad today, but back in the 80s, these guys, you know, it's superhuman what they went through. And there's a long line, a mile long line of wrestlers dead before their time, including the Von Erichs, with the exception of Kevin. Spoiler alert.
Didn't most of them die like mid-30s?
A lot of them died in their 20s, 30s, 40s. There's only so much the human body could take.
That's right.
Even wrestling itself is not conducive to a healthy body. I've been on the road. The Iron Sheik was in a wheelchair. Lou Albano was in a wheelchair. You know, I was an agent for many years, and I took these guys... you know, the toll that it takes. In wrestling, they call it a bump card. There's only so many bumps on your bump card. In other words, gravity isn't fake.
Right.
The result is predetermined, but you throw a 300-pound guy in the air, it's going to eventually... Wrestlers hate the word fake. They go, my hip replacement wasn't fake. My three divorces weren't fake. Yeah. My kids not talking to me wasn't fake. Me missing my kids' graduation wasn't fake.
Right.
So,
Jerry, you're also into wrestling. I just wanted to hear what you thought of this film and also the historical inaccuracies.
Well, shockingly, I really think this film came out a little too late. A little too close to Oscar season, and I hope it doesn't get overlooked because sometimes it gets swept under the rug. Like you saw the way they rolled out Poor Things. They started screening that in October, and I think they would have been well served to start screening The Iron Claw earlier in the fall. Mm-hmm. But shockingly, this film was number 6 on my top 10 of 2023.
Nice.
It stayed with me. It's haunting, despite, you know, just like Evan, I know the story very well, a little too well. And it became one of those things where I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, I knew the second Kerry starts the motorcycle, I'm like, oh, God damn it. I know what's coming. Yeah. So that kind of messed me up a little bit. Really just reiterating, I look, it's probably the best performance we've ever gotten out of Zac Efron. You know, it's saying a lot.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Jeremy Allen, he's so red hot right now. So hot right now. And, you know, you could have put him in anything, and I think people would have gone to see it. But it's a beautiful film, obviously. Shot on film. Actually shot on film. They shot this on Panavision's 35. It looks beautiful. Hmm. I think they should have included the other brother. Just because of the simple fact that it kind of taints the legacy. I think the silver lining of this really is that, and it's David, right? David's the brother that Zac Efron plays?
Efron is Kevin.
Kevin.
He's, excuse me. It's so many brothers.
Right. Thank you,
too many. Kevin, you know, I think it's come full circle because he did like, you know, some tours. He's been in Texas and he's talking about it. So I think it's been a cathartic experience for the fans in Texas, as well as, you know, what's left of the family at this point.
Well, his two sons and daughter are professional wrestlers now. So hopefully they'll fare better than, you know, the rest of the family. Because, you know, I was saying before the show, they left something very important just hanging when Kevin sells WCCW to Jerry Jarrett. Fritz says, you know, you'll never step in my house again if you do that. And they just never resolved that. Wow. And ultimately, Doris divorced Fritz, and Fritz died of cancer. So it was even worse than the movie showed. I mean, it was just one tragedy after another.
That's right.
So I was, you know, the wrestling fans kind of fixated, oh, that doesn't look like Ric Flair or whatever. I was more like, well, what happened between Kevin and Fritz? Because that's kind of the point of the movie.
Right.
You had this taskmaster, old school, you know, father, and you just don't know how it ended up.
They never resolved
that. They never resolved
it. Yeah. That's a pretty big plot point that they didn't.
The one thing I think that they left out really quick is that the effect that it had on the Texas community, not just the wrestling fans, but it was just, everybody was, they became engrossed in it. And one tragedy after another, you get a little bit of a glimpse in that. You know, you see one of the funeral shots, but it really, because what happens is like, this is pre-reality television. People are so invested into this family, and ultimately it becomes too much to bear. And I think they could have showed a little bit more of the effect it had on the community.
That's a good point.
Small. It's nitpicking. I'm nitpicking.
That would have been good. Yeah, they really don't talk about the community outside of the family, really. And that would have been a nice dynamic to kind of like compare. Matt, I know you've been a little silent. We've been talking a little bit.
Yeah.
But what were your thoughts on this beautiful film?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Like I had known about the Von Erichs. I remembered Kerry existing in WWE. But I didn't know everything. I did do a little research before I saw the movie, and then was like, hey, they left the brother out, and then ultimately I was like, well, I guess they kind of. Not only was it a choice because it's extremely sad, but also I think they probably were also like, oh, well, his death's kind of redundant. Yeah, we already did that one. So, because he was also a suicide like Harry's. So,
right.
I think they were kind of just like, well, why show it twice? Like, I mean, everything about it as a motion picture, I thought, for someone who's not a wrestling head or anything, like, I just thought it's a good gateway. Like, normally, like, it's like, I liked wrestling when I was younger, and then, like, quickly kind of, like, fell out of it, and, it's like, things like this, and, like, I read Mick Foley's first book, and reading about it, like, made me more interested in wrestling, and I'm like, oh, maybe, like, maybe I should check it out. Like, maybe I should, you know, get more into it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Like, the people are just extremely fascinating. And the talent. It takes so much work. You're basically the equivalent of, like, the best improv comedian, an athlete, and, like, a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're doing everything. That's got to take so much out of a person. You know, when I was younger, like, I was very into, like, it's fake and whatever. And, like, now it's like, I, like, so much respect for wrestlers. Watching, like, people like John Cena and, like, especially Dave Bautista, you know, coming out of and being these amazing comedic actors and everything. And it's all because of what you learn wrestling. It just makes you like you're on top of your game at all times. You know, I just love seeing them in that element. The Wrestler was another movie where, you know, it's like I love the dance of it all. You know, it's the spectacle. You know, it's just like very fascinating. And I just like, this is definitely in my top three of the year. I haven't narrowed down yet, but I absolutely love this movie. It affected me in many ways.
Yeah, I mirror those sentiments, Matt, yeah, for sure. And the wrestling sequences were really done very, very well. They were actually choreographed by the Sheik, Chavo Guerrero Jr., actually.
Chavo Guerrero is from a great wrestling family. He played the Sheik in the movie.
Yeah.
But he worked on GLOW.
Oh, that's
great. Another thing I recently watched and I absolutely loved.
Well,
I wish they finished that up.
Yeah, for sure. They just kind of pulled the plug on that one. But we got a good, was it two seasons on that, right?
I think it was it three?
Or was it just one?
No, it was three seasons.
I think it was three.
Great show. Yeah. But I think that they blended the wrestling sequences with the actual human drama very, very well.
Yeah.
I thought it was balanced extremely well. And that's what I loved about it, the balance. I kind of wanted a little bit more with the relationship with Lily James,
who
Kevin's love interest. But I think overall, this would be on my top 10 for the year as well. I don't know what number yet, but it's definitely on there. Thank you, A24.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. So our second review, this is our retro review of the evening. This is Fighting With My Family. And, you know, I first saw this when it first came out in 2019. I loved it back then. I rewatched it a week ago. I love it even more now. And that's because I want to marry Florence Pugh. But she's fantastic in this as Paige. And her interactions with her family is just so genuine, so great. We've got Lena Headey and Nick Frost of Five Cornettos trilogy, the Cornetto trilogy. Fantastic, really funny British family, working class family. And Paige kind of just, she goes up the ranks of the wrestling, WCW, and her brother is basically, he's not up to snuff, basically. He wants it so much, but it's always just dangling right in front of him.
Yeah, she ended up in WWE and became a big star, and he was kind of left behind, but it was a close-knit family, and ultimately he supported her, and it was a very well done, warm, funny movie. The Rock has some colorful cameo bits in it, and I don't think it touched the Iron Claw, as far as a great film, but it was definitely worth seeing.
Yeah,
WWE churns out a lot of direct to video, grade B action films, The Marine 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so they shot a little higher with this. It's a good film.
Yeah, it's a good film. It's a warm film, and it's about family, with a really genuine family film, and a quintessential dramedy, I'd say. Also, you have a really, really good performance from Vince Vaughn, who's basically like their coach while they're training to become wrestlers. And he's got some great typical Vaughn one-liners in there.
He's always good.
He's great. He's always the same character, but, it works. You've got Dwayne Johnson in there who has some great cameos. This is, I think, the first film I ever saw Florence Pugh in. And this is the beginning. In 2019, actually, she did a number of films, including Midsommar, however you want to pronounce it. And that was, in my opinion, the beginning of her career, her breakthrough.
That's a wild film. I saw that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Also, A24.
Yeah.
And fantastic film in its own right. And
I just want to mention, there is not a huge list of great wrestling films. You could basically count it on two hands. So Fighting With My Family is really a decent little film and worth a watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry, what'd you think of this movie?
One of my favorite films of 2023 was Gran Turismo, the David Harbour film. And the reason was because it's an accessible sports drama. And at the end of the day, even if you don't know a lick about wrestling, it's a very accessible film because it's rooted in a family drama. So with that being said, you can watch Fighting With My Family and you'll get something out of it. And you know, one of my friends, I turned him on to it, and he doesn't know much about wrestling, but it caught his attention. And it's an engaging story. It's a feel-good story. And I think considering everything going on in the world right now, we can use a couple of feel-good stories. To any of your listeners, I recommend it. It's a definite recommend. You know, it got a bunch of awards that year. Nothing crazy, nothing major, but like family awards and stuff like that. It's a great little story. And you're right. I mean, Dave Bautista is, he's kind of been the crowning jewel of wrestling, wrestlers turned actors. You see that he's taken a diverse number of roles. He's basically the anti-Dwayne Johnson, who's been playing himself and selling you various products. You know, that's the problem with a lot of modern Hollywood. Ryan Reynolds is not an actor. He's Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
And you know, like you said, there's not a lot of great wrestling movies. I mean, one of my favorites when I was a kid was The Main Event. And that, because you get to see all the guys in there. And that was the guy, I think he's Dirk Benedict from the A-Team. Check out The Main Event, especially if you're a wrestling fan. There's a lot of wrestlers in there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good to know. Good to know.
Paradise Alley is not a bad film. Sylvester Stallone.
Yep.
Ted DiBiase, Dick Murdoch, all the old school guys are in it. That's a fun film.
Nice. And back to Bautista, actually. Bautista did a pretty good thriller a couple years back called Bushwick, where he has to, like, I think he was like protecting this young girl from like a dystopian future. And they're like going through the city streets trying to just survive. And he actually gave a pretty tender performance. He also gave a strong performance in Knock at the Cabin 2 years ago. So
he's great because it's like, you know, a lot of the wrestlers, they kind of like find their like comfort zone. He's been like trying to get like basically to become like the best actor he can be. Yeah. He turned down a role for Fast and the Furious to do a movie with Jodie Foster because he wanted to learn from Jodie Foster.
Nice.
You know, like he turned down like what was probably like a gigantic paycheck in a franchise that would like probably never end.
No,
I just saw John Cena in Fastlane. It's one of the worst movies ever made. Yeah. And at some point you have to turn down a check. I mean, you know, after you made your first $100 million, you know, challenge yourself, right? Be an actor like Bautista. Bautista's trying.
He's trying.
Yeah. Like I love John Cena. Like, in, you know, he's definitely impressed me a lot in a lot of things, but he takes any role.
Right.
he does not turn anything down.
But I'll tell you, I think my favorite thing of his, the movie, actually it was a show that changed my opinion of Cena, was Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Really great performance.
What got me in, like, I went to a taping of the very, very short-lived Martin Short, Maya Rudolph sketch comedy show. He was a guest on it, and I was like, a wrestler? And, like, and he was, like, so funny, and I was like, really, this guy? And I've been following his stuff ever since, you know, and I'm like, it's you know, he's done a lot of like roles, but like, you know, like stuff like Peacemaker, like he was fantastic. Like, he's so perfect in that
but
role.
I want to see Cena in a drama. I think he has potential there.
You know,
he could be a really, I could see it. Like every comedic actor, pretty much every comedic actor has a great dramatic side to them. A best example,
Jerry Lewis, King of Comedy.
Oh my God, great movie!
One of my all-time favorites. Yep.
I was thinking more like Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Oh my
you
God.
You see, like
A24.
There you go. A24. It's everywhere.
Jim Carrey in Eternal Sunshine.
Yep.
Majestic or Truman Show or.
Yeah. I love it. So I think John Cena can do the opposite. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I hope he gives a drama, you know, during his career. But sorry, Jerry, you were going to say something.
Speaking of the A24 of it all, on the horizon, you've got Dwayne Johnson. He's doing a real movie, God forbid. He's doing a movie called The Smashing Machine with the Safdie brothers. And it's the story of Mark Kerr, who was a mixed martial artist and really went through some dark stuff. Yeah. And I got to tell you, hey, Dwayne, you know what? Maybe this is a better avenue than doing another Jumanji, because
I've got a good feeling about that one, Jerry. That's
the Zapties, so yeah, really comfortable and great.
However, I have been watching I saw the first episode of The Curse.
Oh, so good.
I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around it. I don't know. It's a little out there. I don't know, even for me.
It gets even more out there. So
does it? Okay.
Fair. Sit tight.
Right. Did the Safdies produce that? Did they direct, or were they just you just in it?
Nathan and Benny Safdie like wrote and produced it. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll give it another shot. But
yeah, it's very very uncomfortable and wonderful.
I love it. I love it. All right, guys. So we have just like a minute left. I just want to go on, around and do some plugs. Mr. Evan Ginsberg, what do you have going?
Check out Wrestling Then and Now, a documentary I produced. Killer Kowalski, Don Dr. Death Arnold, Nikolai Volkoff. Check out 350 Days, Bret Hart, Superstar Graham, Three Dozen Legends. Check out Evan Ginsberg's Old School Wrestling Memories on Facebook. And of course, yours truly, senior editor over at Pro Wrestling Stories, 900 articles strong on that website if you love old school wrestling. And I have a book coming out, Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets. It's a 100-story book about my life, basically, in wrestling, teaching, and in the movie industry. So check it out, folks.
100 stories. That's a pretty
100 stories. I wrote it during COVID.
That's a pretty tall book of the 100
stories. It's around 400 pages.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
You can use it as a foreign object in wrestling. 400 pages.
I like that. That's dual purpose.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Mr. Jerry Haar, how about you, sir? Any plugs tonight?
I have a little show called The Offering. It's a podcast that takes deep dives into films and their filmmakers and everything about that. If you like learning stuff, there's a lot of stuff to learn because, I believe, hey, you gotta give them a little spoonful of sugar with the medicine. It's important to learn about film. You can listen to this everywhere. It's available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. The Offering with me, your host, Jerry Haar.
Thank you, Mr. Haar. Lovely, lovely. Last but not least, Mr. Matthew Roran.
You can find me over at the Cinema Arts Center every Saturday night. We do Cult Cafe at 9:30 Saturday nights. This month, we have been doing David Cronenberg retrospective, where you can also see Jerry Haar doing intros, giving you a little information about each of those Cronenberg films.
I love Cronenberg.
What's not to love?
The King. Thus far, we've done Shivers and the Brood. We have The Fly and Crash coming up.
Oh my God.
Round out this month. And then we're on to our Black History Month block with Sweet Sweetback's Badass Revenge.
Ooh.
Shaft.
Ooh.
Spike Lee's Crooklyn and Higher Learning. So nice. That'll be a real good time. Check it out. Cinema Arts Center, Saturday nights, 9:30.
I love that place. I was there last summer for the zombie movie marathon, and I'll never forget that night. It was from 8 p.m. to 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
You guys were
open. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And it was a packed house, too. It was great. It was just great company, great movies. First time I ever saw the Reanimator. Loved it. And Matt, I want to thank you again for that wonderful evening.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I want to thank everybody else on this panel for being with me tonight to discuss some wonderful wrestling films, one of which was definitely on my top 10 of the year. Evan, would you say it might make your top 10?
I wouldn't say the top 10, but I respected it. And there's some beautiful scenes. And the scene where the mom talks about having to wear the black dress to another funeral just tore your heart out. You know, great performances and some great moments, but it's a tough film to watch.
Yeah, tough. So
painful.
So for those listening and watching, if you haven't seen the film already, just go in, with a mindset that it is a very heavy film, extremely depressing, but really beautifully done. Very good performances, great direction. And yeah,
that's it in a nutshell.
There it is.
You summed it up.
Boom. Yeah. Would you guys put that on your top? Jerry, I know it's on yours, right? Number six.
Yes, sir.
Matt,
I would say it's in probably my top three of the year.
Wow. Okay.
It's definitely top five. It's up there. I still have to work things out, but it's definitely up there. It affects me that much. Got to give it love, you know.
Of course, of course. Oh, and before we go, I meant to do my plugs, actually. If you want to see new episodes of Under the Radar, the video version, it's on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. Also, you could check out the podcast, which you're listening to right now, on SiriusXM through Slam Radio, and that's every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Also, feel free to go on to the Under the Radar YouTube channel, subscribe and share, spread the love. Gentlemen, I want to thank you again. This has been great. Evan Ginsberg, Jerry Haar, and Matt Roran. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And
always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you so much. And I'm Rain Younger. This has been Under the Radar, bringing movies and people together one frame at a time. We'll see you next time. Take care.